Good morning.
大家早安。
I want to thank you for the praise team, for the song, especially the last one.
感谢敬拜团带我们的敬拜，非常感恩，尤其是最后一首歌。
Last one is usually recognized as a song for communion.
最后一首歌我们常来，就是用来作为圣餐。
We have communion today. It will be after the sermon.
今天我们会有圣餐，是在主日之后，讲道之后。
But we usually connect it with the communion and forget what communion is like because it's just a cup and a bread.
我们时常在领圣餐的时候，我们忘记圣餐的真正的意义，只是看到了饼和杯。
The last word when Jesus said to the disciples are, you need to eat this and drink this. As you do this, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes.
在最后的晚餐的时候，主耶稣跟他的门徒讲，你吃这吃这饼喝这杯是承认我的死，然后为你们的罪而死。
Until I come again.
直到我再来的日子。
So today we have a topic. I'm going to continue with 1 Corinthians next week. But this week we're going to have a special topic from 2 Timothy chapter 3.
这星期，下个星期我再继续讲哥林多书。今天是一个特殊的一个主题，我会讲在提摩太后书第三章。
Let us read together 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 17.
让我们大家一起来读提摩太后书第三章第一节到十七节。
I will have read the Chinese.
好的，我来读中文。你该知道，末世必有危险的日子来到。因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸傲慢，谤读，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱宴乐，不爱神，有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。那偷进人家牢笼污秽妇女的，正是这等人。这些女担负罪恶，被各样的私欲引诱，常常学习，终究不能明白真道。从前亚尼和扬比怎样抵挡摩西，这等人也怎样抵挡真道。他们的心地坏了，在真道上是可废弃的。然而他们不能再这样抵挡，因为他们的愚昧必在众人面前显露出来，像那二人一样。但你已经服从了我的教训，品行、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐，以及我在安提阿、以哥念、路斯德所遭遇的迫害、逼迫、苦难。我所忍受是何等的逼迫，但从这一切苦难中，主都把我救出来了。不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。只是作恶的和迷惑人的必越久越恶，他欺哄人也被人欺哄。但你所学习的、所确信的要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义都是有益的，教属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we want to thank you for this morning that we can come and worship you.
亲爱的天父，感谢赞美你，让这个早晨我们大家一起可以聚集来敬拜你的名。
We pray that you will open our heart to see your word, to understand what you want to say to us this morning.
我祷告，求你开启我们的心眼，让我们心里面明白这些话语是你所让我们所想明白的。
May our heart turn to you.
让我们的心转向你。
May our life turn to you.
让我们的生命转向你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们以耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, this passage you can roughly divide it into three sections.
这一段经文，这个第三章可以大致的分为三部分。
In the beginning, it says, "But understand this."
在一开始的时候，这个作者告诉我们，你要明白这一些。
And then that's verse one.
然后讲到第一节。
Then we come to verse 10. It says, "You, however, you need to do this."
然后到第十节的时候，我们看到他告诉我们你要这样行。
So, you need to understand this, and then after that, you need to do this.
前面讲到你要明白这些，然后你要这样去行。
And then you come to verse 14, it will says, but as for you, continue in doing what you have been doing.
然后到第十节讲到你们要继续。十四节讲到你们要继续去学习，然后去这样遵行去做。
Alright, I want to make it simple. Today, the message is about how to live in the last day.
我今天想跟大家的分享就是在末世如何去生活。
When we consider this question, how to live in the last days, we need to know we live in the last days.
在我们思考如何在末世生活这个话题的时候，我们首先要明白我们是生活在末世中。
When we come to 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1, it says, "But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty."
在我们第一节讲到，你们要明白这一切，末世必有危险的日子来到。
Paul here it says, "But understand this."
保罗这里面讲到，你要明白这一点。
Or if you want to put it in the order of the Greek, it would say, "But this you need to understand."
所以这反过来就说，你要就这一点，尤其是这一点，你要明白。
I don't want to skip this phrase. We need to realize it. We need to come to a realization that we live in the last days.
你必须要知道，要了解，要意识到，我们生活在末世中。
It starts with this, but understand this. You got to understand, you got to know, you need to know, you need to be able to wrap your mind around the fact that we are in the last days.
所以这里边反复的就是在强调，说到你必须要知道，必须要了解，需要意识到，而且需要将自己的想法完全围绕在我将要告诉你的这些事情上。你要对这件事情非常的清楚。
Several weeks ago, I was in the van with three of my son's children.
在几星期前，我在那个跟我的三个儿子在车里边。
三个小孩啊，其中一个是女儿。
三个孩子。
Now, I talked to them. I said, I want you to understand one thing. I don't know word for word. I don't remember exactly, but.I told them that you need to know your priority is not to get the best job you can get.
我当时跟他们讲，就是说你们要意识到一点非常清楚，你们的生活的重心不是说能够得到你能够拿到最好的工作。
They will come to a time where, because you are a Christian, people will not give you the job.
将来也许到一定的时候，就是因为你是基督徒，因为这一点，你大概拿不到你所想要的工作。
I do not want you to compromise your faith.
我不想你在你的信仰上面做出让步。
I would rather you lose the job.
我那个时候更希望你是不拿这份工作。
You also realize that you are children of a pastor.
你们也要非常明白，你们是一个牧师的孩子。
There may come to a time where people know that, and people know what I say about, the issues in the society. They may, because of that, want to give you tough time.
你们要意识到，因为人们当他们发现你们是牧师的孩子，他们会因为我。在曾经对社会上的一些问题的所说的见解上面，可能会给你们非常很大的迫害。
I want you to know that At that time, the priority is not how to keep your job or how to keep the college that you can go, you want to go to. I want you to know that your priority is to be a Christian.
在这种情况下，我想让你明白，那个时候你可能会失去你所心仪的工作，甚至可能上不了你想去的大学。我想让你心里非常明白，你们的重点是你们的信仰。
You see, I haven't talked to them like this until recently.
我是在一直到最近一直在跟他们谈这个话题。
Before I have not feel the urgency to talk to them about this.
以前的时候，我没有感觉到需要跟他们谈这些话题，没有感觉到这种紧迫感。
I'm not in a situation where I really understand that I live in the last days.
我在那个时候还没有完全的意识到我们真的生活在末世。
If you truly understand that this is the last days, you will change the way you think about your life.
如果你真的认识到我们是生活在末世，这个会改变你对事情的很多的处理的观点。
Before this, I know this passage. I know it is there. I know what it says. When you ask me, I can point to you. It is 2 Timothy chapter 3. But I do not feel the same way that Paul is feeling at that time.
以前的话，你们问我关于这个话题的话，我会很直接告诉你是在提摩太后书第三章。我会告诉你哪一个经节，但是在我心里边没有真正的意识到，我没有真正的感觉到当时保罗所感受的真的生活在末世的那种情况。
So I don't really feel that we are in the last days, even though I know that we are in the last days.
虽然是我知道我们生活在末世，但是我真的没有感受到我生活在末世。
So in that sense, Paul is urging us that, but you need to understand this, please. Understand and wrap your mind around the fact that we are in the last days.
保罗在这里边用各种各样的这种词汇提醒我们，你要意识到，你要了解，你要真正的把你的想法完全的非常清楚的明白，我们是在生活在末世中。
And the last days, in the last days, there will come times of difficulty.
在末世中会有危险的日子来临。
You have to write it down. You have to mark it down. You have to remember that there will be times of difficulties.
你要真的是非常清楚的这一点写下来，记录下来，一再的思考。我们是生活在末世中。
Do not push it aside.
不要把这推到一边。
Do not think that there are some Christians are.In the difficult situation, but not every Christian need to be in the difficult situation.
不要想就是说，有些人需要在这个经历这个末世的困难，不是说所有的基督徒都需要。
Because as we can see later on in verse 12, it says, "All who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus Christ will be persecuted."
我们再往后面第十二节，我们看到是所有。人立志在耶稣基督里边敬虔度日的都要受逼迫。
When I read this passage, sometimes I wonder, if I'm not persecuted, am I really living in a godly life today?
我在读这段经文的时候，有的时候我在问自己：如果我没有受逼迫，我是真的是在过神让我过的敬虔的生活吗
？Again, today I'm not asking you to look for trouble, but You do understand you have to examine ourselves.
我今天不是说让每个人去自己去寻求苦难受逼迫，我是说希望大家明白我们在这个末世中会经历苦难。
We are in the last, we live in the last day, we need to realize it.
我们生活在末世，我们非常清楚地意识到这一点。
We live in the last day, we also need to identify it.
我们在末世中，我们也需要能够区别认识到。
Because the scripture says, for the people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unpeaceable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving, good, treacherous, recklessswollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
我们要看到在末世的时候，人们要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，谤读违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，没有亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱神。
First of all, you need to recognize what people love.
首先我们要看到人们喜爱什么。
If you look at the red background later, it should be clear. It says lovers of self, lovers of money, and then at the end it says lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
我们看这个屏幕上面红色背景的这些就非常清楚指出、人们专顾自己贪爱钱财爱厌乐不爱神
You know、the characteristic of the last day because it's dangerous is、people love themselves
在末世的一个很大的一个特点、非常危险的一点就是人们专顾自己
It has been pushed to the limit I don't know if you're up to the limit yet Nowadays with all this selfiesGoing on, and every day you can see people taking picture of themselves where they have been to, and then people will love themselves no matter how you think they are. They said, "I think I'm great."
我们在这个末世的时候看到，现在已经看到很多这种情况啊、很多人喜欢自拍，然后到处啊、到处去来个，不管别人怎么看他自己会觉得我感觉很好。
I'm not asking you or asking me to go around and point finger at other people and say you are ugly or you are bad or you are at fault. I'm not saying that, but even if you do that, people will stand in front of you and say, I don't care, I think I'm great.
我这时候不是让大家去出去去指责别人，说你是这样的，就是沉迷在自己。我不是让大家这样去做，但即使你这样指出来，他们也会说：“我不在乎你怎么说我，我还是感觉非常好。”
People love themselves.
人们爱非常的专顾自己。
And people love to broadcast their ideas. People love to show their photos.
人们喜欢分享自己的观点，喜欢把自己的照片跟大家分享。
What they have done today, they post it.And then they wait for the number of likes to go up.
他们会把自己今天做什么事情，然后在各种的社交媒体上面列出来，等待大家给他们点赞。
They say you have 300 friends on Facebook, but you only get 20 likes. Your hearts will be down. Nobody like the post, the news about myself today.
你在脸书上面可能有300个朋友，但是某一个你贴出来的东西只得到20个点赞，这时候你心里边就会非常沮丧。那时候人们可能没有像你想象那样喜欢你。
The next day you got 50 likes, you are happy.
那么过一天你又得到更50个更多的点赞，这时候你心里边就会很高兴。
The next day you got 48, you wonder what happened to the 2 likes that you got.
那么下一天你可能得到48个，你会想。那失去的两个为什么没有点赞
Do you know how I know that? Not because I read some article, because I have been to a Facebook before. I don't have that many friends, but the 2 or 3 likes that I got, I care so much about it.
不要以为我是说仅仅是道听途说知道这种经历，而是我曾经自己真的是在脸书上面就在那个几个朋友中间，那两三个人给我点赞的，我心里边真是非常的高兴。
Every day I was looking to see what kind of photo can make myself look good.
每天我可能会在想哪个照片会让我自己看上去非常好。
This is the last day when people love themselves.
这正是在末世里边一个非常明显的特征，人们非常的专顾自己。
Even Christians.
即使对基督徒而言也是如此。
Sometimes Christians tend to select scripture that best help themselves to love themselves.
有的时候基督徒甚至选择一些经文来展示他们如何更加的这么珍惜的爱自己。
Lovers of money.
贪爱钱财。
Lovers of money is the toughest one to crack in the United States.
专业钱财是在美国是非常难攻克的一点。
Because we are all into this economy, we are all for earning more and more.
因为我们在这个经济的大环境下面，我们的收入越来越多。
We want it to be a privacy issue that nobody knows how I use my money, and nobody knows how much I earn, nobody knows how much I offer.
我们把这变成一个隐私的一个专题，我们不愿意人们知道我们得到多少钱，我们怎样去用这些钱，我们奉献了多少。
And again, privacy is good sometime, and then, but I more care about what is driven the privacy issue behind it. Is that the love for money?
隐私是非常重要的一个议题啊，但是我这里边更关心的是在推动隐私权的这个背后的这个动力，而是真正的话，是不是人们真的这非常重视这个钱？
Lover of pleasure.
爱厌乐。
If I go on and illustrate with this rate, I may not be able to finish the sermon. But lovers of self, money, and pleasure.
专顾自己，爱钱财，爱厌乐。
You need to recognize what people esteem.
这时候你要看，下面你也要知道人们非常尊崇什么东西。
Look at the yellow word on the screen. It says proud, arrogant, swollen with conceit.
我们看到黄色的这些标出来的字自夸、狂傲、自高自大。
In the last day, people have very high esteem on themselves.
在末世中，人们对自己非常的看重，有非常高的自我感觉。
People put a lot of stock in their pride in their feeling.
他们对他们自己的自己心里边的自信心、荣誉感感觉上面放出很多的付出很多的努力。
You cannot offend me.
你不能够冲撞我。
I shouldn't offend other people because I don't want other people to offend me.
我不应该冲撞其他人，因为我不希望别人来冲撞我。
You need to recognize the unfaithfulness in our society.
你要看到这个社会上很多的不敬虔。
And highlighted in blue, it says disobedient to their parents.
在 blue 这个蓝色的这些字上面列出来谤读违背父母
，treasurers，
卖主卖友
，no longer people are no longer faithful，
人们不再忠心
，they're not faithful to their parent，
他们对父母不再忠心
，they're not faithful to their marriage，
不再对婚姻忠心
，no royalty in anything they do。
他们对任何事都不忠心。
That especially of is obvious when you are into the sport.
那么在看体育事项的时候更是如此。
It was a pride when you stay with one team, it used to be.
曾经的情况下是你非常忠于你某一个队。
But nowadays, you need to prove yourself, so you go to a different team. You need more money, so you go to a different team. So it's all tied to lovers of self and lovers of money. You're no longer faithful.
那么在现在的事实中，你要可能会因为钱，因为对自己的更多的专顾，你可能会转为成为另外一个队的喜欢另外一个队，那最后的后面的力量全都是因为钱和这个专顾自己的这个动力。
You need to recognize the absence of good.
你要看到这种缺乏良善。
In the middle, if you look at the English word, it's all un or less. It is all a negative word, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable. Well, slanderous is there's no a negative term in there, but without self-control, untamed, is the brutal is a word that can be translated as untamed and not loving good.
在中间这一段就是白色这些字体，我们看英文字上面都有这些负面的前缀。那么你看这些词的话，都是非常负面的，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善。
And verse 5 is even hard to reconcile with, especially for Christian. Verse 5 says, having the appearance of the godliness, but denying its power, avoid such people.
第五点对于基督徒来讲是正是更难达到就是更难的一件事情。这里边讲到有敬虔的外貌却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。
When you read verse 2 to 4, you can say those are people outside of the church.
当你读第二节到第四节，你可能会说，这些人都是教会以外的那些人。
You may think these are all people outside of the church.
你可能会想，这些人都是不信主在教会外面的人。
But verse 5, Paul put this together with the rest of verse 2 and 4, indicating that he's not just talking about people outside of the church, he's talking about all people, including Christians, because these people having appearance of godliness, but denying its power.
保罗在第五节，他把前面的二节到四节，第五节都连在一起，他讲到这是所有的人，所有的人都会甚至包括这些基督徒，包括基督徒是一样的，有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意。
Now in Chinese word it doesn't say that, but English is obvious. It says these people have the appearance of godliness, but they deny its power. It's the power that they deny.
在这个中文可能翻译没有完全翻译出来，在英文里边特别讲到这有敬虔的这个外貌，但是这个背了敬虔的实意，这里边讲到的是真的否定这个能力，他提到了这一点。
That means it denies the power that transformed our life.
这里边尤其是提到是说否定了那个能力，是什么能力呢？是这个转变，让我们生命有转变的这个能力。
You only have the appearance of godliness. You only have an outward life that show you are godly, but you do not have anything inside. You deny its power to change your inner life.
表面上你看上去可能很敬虔，外面看上去非常的光鲜，但是在内里真正的是缺乏那种让你生命改变的这个大能力。
We have to be careful whenever we said, I know what I need to do, but I'm weak. I understand what you try to say.But you also need to understand, you should not deny the transformation power of Jesus Christ.
有的时候人们会讲说，哎呀，我知道该怎么去做，但是我非常软弱。在你说这些话的时候，你要非常小心。这些话的时候，其实是说你在心里边，你要注意不要否定耶稣基督给你的生命转变的那种能力。
If you're content in admitting that you're weak,and you content that is enough to let you continue to be weak, then you are denying the power of salvation from Jesus Christ that actually save you from sin and help you, enable you to overcome your sin.
当你满足于这种自我的这种状态，说你很软弱，你这心里边其实是在否定耶稣基督给你一种生命转变的力量，让你能够用这个力量能够战胜罪恶的辖制。
It tend to be I don't know what it says in English, but it tends to be what we normally say to people. I'm weak in order to show we are humble and I'm not as a good Christian, but that's okay. I'm weak anyway.
有的时候我们会讲说，一直在讲说我很软弱，我很软弱呢，我可能就是来显示我们有多么的谦卑，说我们是非常谦卑，我们心里边作为基督徒这样。
In the last day, there are such people who just have an appearance of godliness, but denying its power.
在末世中，就有很多人是真是外表很光鲜、很敬虔，但是内里里边是真的是否认耶稣基督的生命改变的大能力。
So we know that we live in the last days because we see all this appearance and situation that described in 2 Timothy chapter 3, they are all very real in what we are dealing with today.
我们正是在第二这个提摩太后书第三节讲第三章讲到这一些生活在末世的这些景象，真是非常的真实。
So how are we not to live?
那么我们看到这一切，我们应该怎样的？应该不做什么事情来？怎样不做这些事呢
？How are we to do so that we don't live, in a way that God does not like?
我们该怎样去做？然后我们不做那些神所不喜悦的事呢？
Ezra, read verse 6 to 9 together.
让我们一起读六节到九节。
Verse 6 to 8.
六到八节。
For among them are those who creep into households and capture weak women, burdened with sins and led astray by various passions, always learning, never be able to arrive to a knowledge of the truth.Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these people also oppose the truth. Men corrupted in mind and disqualified regarding the faith.
那偷进人家牢笼屋之妇女的，正是这等人。这些妇女担负罪恶，被各样的私欲引诱，常常学习，终究不能明白真道。从前亚尼和扬毕怎样抵挡摩西，这等人也怎样抵挡真道。他们的心地坏了，在正道上是可废弃的。
Please don't get caught up with the verse 6 says, capture those weak women. The scripture is not saying all women are weak. That's not what it says. It says there are certain group of people at that time who are weak. It just happened to be women at that time. It never says all women are weak. Okay?
在看第六节的时候，大家小心啊，不要去把它理解错了。这里边在那时候讲到，说是有一些妇女是担负罪恶啊，那么不是说所有的女人都是这样子，而且这可能是在当时这种情况发生的时候，正巧的是这些人呢是妇女，然后是这种情况，并不是说所有的女人都这样。
好。We ought not to live. Point number one is we should not be weighed down with sins.
我们不应该怎样去生活吗？那到第一点呢，就是说不要被罪恶的来辖制。
Verse 6, it says they capture weak women burdened with sins.
那么第六节讲到他们捆牢笼那些无知的妇女。
The reason they are captured, not because they are women, the reason they are captured because they are burdened with sins.
他们被牢笼住不是因为他们是妇女，而是因为他们被罪恶所压制。
When you know that in the last days, this is a situation where people love themselves, people have no good in them, they just think of all the time,all the ways that they can sin against God, at this time, you should not be burdened with sin yourself.
在那末世的时候，人们专顾自己，爱各种各样的私欲。这个时候，你要意识到不要去被罪恶来辖制住。
You should not be weighed down by your own sins.
不要被你自己的罪被压制。
When you are by yourself, nobody listens to you. You don't need to be humble. Don't ever tell yourself, I'm weak. So let the sins continue. Don't do that.
在你自己没有人看到你的时候啊，这个时候你不需要去，好像是显示你自己很谦卑，说我非常的软弱啊。这个时候不要去向罪去妥协，不要让罪来辖制你。
Don't deny the power of redemption. You need to overcome your sins. Don't be weighed down by your sins.
不要否定救恩的大能，不要去被罪来辖制啊！不要认为罪能够永远控制你。
What sins are you said? Sins of pride.
那么谈到哪些罪呢？罪是从自己的自高自大。
Sins of love of money, love of self that we listed before.
贪爱钱财啊，自高自大，自夸啊，就是我们上面列出的那一些。
Sins of love of pleasure.
那么爱宴乐。
Do you know why it put lover of sins, lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God? Because that's how it is. Whenever we ask, we challenge if we want to sacrifice for God, we think about the pleasure.
那么这个时候为什么列出来是按这个爱宴乐呢？就是在我们经常被挑战要爱神的时候，我们心里边真的就是在想很多要喜欢宴乐。
You think about love for God, be a sacrifice for God, that means you will, may have difficulties in life, then you will lose the pleasure that you're enjoying right now with what you have.
So, 当想到爱神，要为神做出牺牲的时候，你常常可能会想到，这会造成你来牺牲你在生命中所喜欢的那些宴乐。
Those are the sins that weigh you down.
那么这些呢罪呢就是让你把你真是沉重的压下。
And then you do not want to be led alone by various passions.
啊，你不想被各种各样的私欲所牵引。
It says, these people are led astray by various passions. You have so many things you want to do in life that has nothing to do with God. You are led astray by those.Desires.
这里面讲到人们被各种各样的那种私欲激情所牵引，你可能想做很多很多的事，就会被引偏。
May I list one of the passion in your life? Is I'm not saying this because I know someone is doing it, because I know.So many people doing different things. Whatever I point out, people will think that you are using me as an example. I'm sorry. I just have to point it out. One of the passion of life is video games.
我下面举这个例子呢，就说是各种各样的激情其中的一个例子，并不是说我把这个专项某一个人或有所指。其中的一个例子呢，就是说沉迷于这个电子游戏。
I once loved TV.I once loved computer. I even love computer games.
我曾经是非常喜欢电视，也非常喜欢电脑，也曾经非常喜欢电脑上的游戏。
No, I was a pharmacist working night shift. That means I work from 10 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the morning, 7 days a week, and then I get off.For seven days. So on 7 days, off 7 days.
当我在做药剂师的时候，我是上夜班，那么晚上从10点一直上到早上8点，会连着上7天，然后呢再休7天，所以就是这种7天上班、7天休息的节奏。
So I have to change my schedule all the time. I have to wake up at night. When I work, I have to wake up.During the day when I'm not working, so how do I manage to switch around? I play video games.
那个时候呢，我的生活上面的这个节奏经常要调整。我要晚上上班的时候必须要清醒，早上呢在家的时候不上班的时候也要清醒。那么在这个中间怎样去转折呢？我的转折的方法就是打电子游戏。
That's my excuse anyway.
至少来说这是我的一个借口。
The true reason is I love.Video games.
那么真正的理由在后面呢，就是我真的是非常喜欢电子游戏。
I have to be careful about that.
我要非常小心。
Because that can lead me astray.
因为这个会把我带到歧途上面。
It could be your phone. The first thing you wake up instead of Bible or praying is your phone.
我们都有这个智能手机，那么早上起来的时候，很多人可能第一件事情啊，不是说是翻开圣经，而是打开你的手机。
Many of us cannot read Bible for 30 minutes without touching the phone.
我们很多人那么连续读30分钟的圣经可能都是个挑战，但是我们啊打开手机没有任何困难。
Everybody is good here now because you are in person worshiping, but if you are at home, then if you have a phone next to you, it's very hard to get by the whole worship without touching your phone.
我们知道今天在大堂里的人，你们都很专注，没有看手机，可以一起参加敬拜、听讲道。在家里边的时候，你是在通过手机上来听讲道。那么这种情况下，就是对很多人可能就是个挑战。那么在这个整个过程中，你可能很难不看你的手机，被分心看其他的东西。
What's the consequence if you live a life that weighed down by sin and being led alone by various passion? What is the consequence of that lifestyle?
那么这个在生命中你可能是被各种这样的罪所辖制压倒，被各种激情，被这种私欲所吸引，那么这种生活方式的后果是什么呢？
If you read the end of verse 7, you will see it says always learning, never able to arrive at the knowledge of the truth.
那么我们看到第七节就告诉我们这个结果是什么呢？就是常常学习，终究不能明白真道。
This is so true today. Always learning means always learning the Bible.
这个在现今的时代是很真实的一个描述。常常学习是什么呢？常常学习圣经。
There's a group of Christians in Paul's time that Timothy is dealing with. Those people.Weighed down by sin, those people led astray by their passion, they come to the Bible study always, studying so much Bible knowledge, but they never ever come arrive. The word is arrive to the truth.
在那个时候，提摩太讲到有一些的基督徒，那么他们。被罪所压制，被他们的那种私欲所引导，他们来圣经学习的时候，经常去学习圣经，但是终究不能明白圣经的真理。
You know, we need to carry our cross and follow Jesus Christ. Do we do that? We don't really do that. We know that for how many years now?
我们背着神圣耶稣给我们的十字架，我们知道我们生命不应该那样子。那我们这么多年，我们都知道我们怎样做呢？
Paul here says because we are weighed down with sins, because we are led alone by various passion, so we can always study and we can never arrive.
保罗在这里边告诉我们，就是我们常常被罪所压倒，被各种各样的激情所吸引，我们结果造成了常常学习，终究不能明白真道。
My time is up, but I don't want to leave my sermon in a negative tone. So,
我知道时间可能会到了，但是我不想把今天主日的正道留在这里边一个非常负面的一个结果。
Let's at least talk about one point about a more positive point. How we ought to live.
那么至少来说，我们可以谈一点非常正面的信息。那么我们该怎样去生活？
We ought to learn from godly examples.
我们要从敬虔的例子中学习。
Verse 10, it says, You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my passion, my love, my steadfastness. Verse 11, my persecution and sufferings.
在第十节，保罗讲到，你们已经服从了我的教训，品行、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐。
And there's verse 11 that usually Chinese people miss because it translated differently the sentence structure is different. It's actually the last two items on the list is persecution and suffering.
在这个第十一节，有的时候中文圣经里边因为断句的原因，把这个前面这两点呢，给落掉。那么就是逼迫和苦难。
That means there are several a list of things that you have followed. One is my teaching. Second, my conduct. Third, aim in life. Fourth, faith. Fifth, passion. Sixth, love. Seventh, steadfastness. Eighth.Persecution, ninth, suffering.
所以这些点呢，有服从我的教训，效法品行，追寻志向，信心，耐心，爱，毅力，逼迫，苦难。
So it's not just the things that in verse 10 is also included persecution and suffering that you have followed. My example.
所以追寻保罗的这些样板的话呢，不仅仅是第十节，而且还包括第十一节前面的，包括这个逼迫和苦难。
And then verse 12 says, Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Jesus, Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
第十二节提醒到我们，在事实上，凡立志在耶稣基督里面敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
So when you are ready to suffer for Christ's sake, when you are not swayed away by your passion of love or pleasure, then it's easy to make decisions when you are faced with job situation that require you to sacrifice your heart.
那么当你知道这个的情况，你不被罪所压倒，被你的激情所吸引，那么当你在面临你的工作，或者是在你的信心信仰被挑战的时候，你的心里边就知道该怎样去做决定。
When you're ready to follow the persecution and suffering of Paul and you don't have a love of yourself, you are not filled with love of money or you're not filled with love of pleasure, whenIt will be very easy to make choices in your life. You don't have to come to your pastor often and say, "What is the will of God for me?"
当你做好心理准备去遵循保罗，去承受逼迫和苦难，当你知道不会被你的生命中的那种爱己、爱钱财和那种爱厌乐的这些情况、这些罪来辖制。知道你不会被各种各样的 passion 各种各样的激情所吸引的时候，当你面临这些抉择的时候，就会变得很容易，因为这个时候你知道怎样去做，而不是说一直的到牧师面前讲说神的旨意在哪里，对我是神样的安排。
Because that's what I have discovered. If I keep asking what's the will of God and I do not get rid of the love of myself, the love of pleasureI can always asking, and I never arrive to the answer.
因为我自己知道，当我在寻求神的旨意的时候，如果我心里面没有放下爱己、爱钱财、爱厌乐的这些罪，那么我真是就在这里边一直在转圈一直在总是在寻求，总是找不到答案。
Here's an example we can learn from Timothy and Paul is that we can.Be patient, we can be loving, we can be steadfast in God's faith, even through persecution and suffering.
如果我们遵循保罗和提摩太他给我们立的榜样，我们真是就可以在增强我们的信心、耐心、爱，能够定睛在追求主耶稣基督的道路上。
We need to be ready for that because we live in the last days, and the time of difficulty will come.
我们要做好准备，因为我们生活在末世，那么末世里边很多困难危险的情况会到来。
That's exactly what Jesus said when he prepared disciples for the Last Supper.
那么这些也是在耶稣在他的最后的晚餐的时候，也是这样提醒他的信徒。
Verse 26, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26, it says, For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
在哥林多前书第十一章二十六节讲到，每当你吃这个饼，每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，直到再来。
It's not just proclaiming that Jesus died. Everybody knows that Jesus died. Even the non-believer says Jesus died. They just don't recognize he resurrected. It's proclaiming that Jesus' death is for me. So I need to die for Christ. So when we eat this bread and drink this cup, we need to recognize that we need to live for Christ until he comes.
所以这里边讲到，不是说仅仅是表明主的死，那些非基督徒也是知道主已经死，当时主死，而是说我们每逢吃这杯吃这饼喝这杯，表明主的死，我们要为主而活，直等到他的再来。
Indirectly, we also acknowledge that the difficulties, persecution, sufferings will always be there until he comes.
那么在不直接的一个层面呢，就是我们会知道逼迫困苦这些是在他再来之前都是要经历到的。
So we're going to have our communion today. I want us to have a moment of silence and come to God, to the Lord, and acknowledge that he died for us and for the price of his life, we should be living a victorious life.That filled with the power of his redemption, his salvation, that we are ready to suffer for his sake. We no longer live for ourselves, no longer a lover of self, a lover of money, a lover of pleasure.
那么我们下面花一点时间来思想，我们知道主为我们的罪而死，他为我们献上这个生命，我们要为神而活，我们要承认神在我们的生命中改变生命的这个大恩和这个大能。
Says, have a short prayer and then come forward to get the grab your cup.
我们下面做一个简短的祷告，然后可以到前面来领这个饼和杯。
Whenever you're ready.If you're not familiar with this, there are two layers. The first layer is for the bread. The second layer is for the cup.
这个饼和杯是在一起的，上面这一层是饼，下面呢是杯。
The bread is represent the body of Christ who died for us, and the cup represent the blood of Jesus Christ.Shed for us, and this is the salvation. This is the redemption that He wants to save us from sin.
这个饼代表耶稣的身体为我们所破碎。这个底下的杯代表耶稣为我们流出宝血。
in it is just not is it it is not just the forgiveness of sin.
这不仅仅是罪的饶恕。
In this salvation is also the power over the sin.
这个是救赎是是战胜这个罪的这个能力。
Father, we want to thank you for your redemption and your salvation, that you come and save us from ourselves, from the sin, from our old self, from this world, that we may be victorious in you, that we may overcome the sin in you.
亲爱的天父，感谢你，感谢你的救赎，感谢你为我们罪而死，感谢你让我们能够借着你复活的大能，能够战胜我们的罪。
As we take this bread and cup, we pray that you will strengthen us, knowing that it is not my weakness that overpower everything, but your strength that enable us to be holy, to be sanctified.
当我们吃着饼和杯的时候，神啊，感谢你让我们意识到你已经战胜了死亡，战胜了罪，是你的给我们这个大能的能力，让我们有这个救赎。
Help us to be faithful in you.
让我们对你忠心。
In these last days, help us to know that we are safe in Christ, that we are strong in Christ, that the world has nothing against, has no power against what you have in us.
在这末世中，神啊，让我们知道我们已经被耶稣救赎，我们被，我们在这世，在世界上，我们可以战胜罪对我们的辖制。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.